He sat up in his opened window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
Hey, this is Rowan from Copic, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and more. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heidi Nielsen of Long Island City, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that voters in West Stockbridge are voting again July 17th after a May 8th election and a May 19th recount ended in a 202-202 tie between Kathleen Carrizy and John Piasecki for a town board seat. Because only 406 out of the town's 1,217 registered voters cast ballots in May, Carrizy says, quote, "I really think that it's a get the vote out situation," unquote. A controversy between two neighbors and business owners over noise, zoning, and permits has had tempers high in West Stockbridge recently, and both candidates have said they want to see a return to civil discourse. Voting is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Town Hall Gymnasium on July 17th. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that officials in the town of Coxsackie want Governor Kathy Hochul to veto a bill that would consolidate local elections to even years, save money, and increase the number of people voting for local offices. Election turnout is much higher in even years when presidents and congressional representatives are on the ballot. But Coxsackie Town Supervisor Rick Hans does not see the benefit of more people voting in Coxsackie elections, saying, quote, "If the proposed legislation is enacted into law, local elections will have to compete with state and federal election campaigns for the attention of voters," unquote. While most observers believe not having elections in odd number years would save money, Coxsackie board member Patrick Kennedy said, quote, "It will put added costs into local elections," unquote. Hans makes a clearer argument that, quote, "Separating local elections from the federal and state election campaign cycles gives voters more time to focus on and better understand important local issues. As the law stands now, town and county candidates can present their positions on issues without having to compete with high-profile national and state-level campaigns," unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mike Randall reports in the Times-Herald-Record that severe storms damaged the area twice in the past week, and more bad weather is forecast from July 14th through July 18th. The series of rainstorms on the way will include some severe thunderstorms and could cause more flooding locally, AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine said, quote, there are going to be some damaging winds, 40 to 60 miles per hour at times. AccuWeather's max forecast for these storms is 70 miles per hour, unquote. And hail, quote, can't be ruled out completely, unquote, Nordine said. There could be between 2 and 4 inches of rain falling over the weekend, with as much as 4 to 8 inches in some spots, Nordine said. So with the ground still saturated by last weekend's storms, flooding could occur with the new rainfall. Read more about this story in the Times Herald Record. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. National Weather Service in Albany warns that severe thunderstorms and possible heavy rain is possible over the next several days, with a 20% chance forecast on Saturday, mostly after 3 p.m., with a high of 85 and a low on Saturday night around 66, with a 60% chance of showers and a thunderstorm. And some of the storms could be heavy on Saturday night and into Sunday, when there's a 90% chance of rain, with a high of 80 and a low around 64. Monday should be sunny with a high of 86 and a low around 65. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Andrew Barwick of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio ed il nuovo mondo.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
We'll be right back.
From the 2023 A Small Light limited series soundtrack, that was Kamisi Washington with Cheryl on WGXC.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine. The town of standing water.
Catskills' Reckless Eric from his 2023 album Leisureland, that is Standing Water, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
from the 2023 album The Age of Pleasure. That's Janelle Monáe with Black Sugar Beach on WGXC.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
2023 music from Guided by Voices there, called Meet the Star, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
Nature electric, energetic vibrations.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
4.
Next up on WGXC is from the 2023 album River Said from New Zealand's Maxine Funk. This is Willow White.
A trifle early as the spring, wisp of willow whispering, the nun's blithe prayer still roaming like a thief. Over hills the darkest hour, over hills the darkest hour, for the nightmare wakers, the dream.
number
three.
...2023 new music there from trombonist Steve Swell. The song was called Dazed and Amused from the For Rena P. Espelot album on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
two.
I have known love, and at times it was a simple love, gentle and kind, with murmurs and whispers as we drift to sleep. There is no fire left in me now. There is no fire left in me now. I have known love, and at times as it shook me to the core. Tender yet cruel, consuming and desperate as the night burns on. There is no fight left in me now. There is no fight left in me now. Times it was a grieving love. Come to me now and cling to me tightly as the end draws near. There is no fight left in me. There is no fight left in me now.
From Kopeck, PG6 there with his first new music in over a decade with I Have Known Love from 2023.
Number
one. And welcome back. We're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs. Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, and it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, "Look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy, daddy, please love me."
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents, Clinton took tapes in his socks. I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
a political witch hunt.
Down in Palm Beach at the home of this klepto, hidden there under his padded commode, just within reach of his diapers and Pepto, our national secrets and nuclear code.
This is not a criminal thing. These are thugs. This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit. Rock to the justice he tried to obstruct. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted. And now he's totally screwed.
It's a political witch hunt.
Witch, please.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
Just as afraid of you as you are, as you are. The sex lives of saints and invisible men. Devoured. Racing the stars, flash and fell. Promptly deny, deny, fear, love. I like it on, lost in the promised land. So like a calculator, trying on some new name. Someday, someday, found my heart.
2013 new music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.